Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any, all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And make sure you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, guys, you can find the show on Twitter, and you can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page right now online, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show on a daily basis. Also on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook. Just search for The Frank Williams Show. Go ahead and become friends of the show there, and as well as Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show. You don't want to. Okay? Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, it's been a nice day today. The weather's great. At the start of the day this morning, I didn't think we were going to have a very pleasant day. I thought it would rain most of the day, but turned out to be a very, very nice day. So thank God for that. As well as, you have to thank God. And I need to do a show about this because I believe there are a lot of people who prayer, don't know how to pray, and should be enlightened on that, right? So I'm going to do a show about that one day, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number. Also, guys, now, when you call into the show, if you want to talk, if you want to be on the show, if you want to be on the air and talk with me, just when you do call in, just follow my phone screener's prompts, and you can press number one at any time, and you can, I'll put you up on the show. Once you press number one, I know that you want to talk on the air, okay? And I'll put you on the air, right? So so go ahead and do that if you want to talk about today's episode or comment, okay? And also, I have a lot of people that send me show requests as far as something that they want me to talk about. Excuse me. I tell people all the time, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. Okay? If you understand that. 818-301-5834. I see there are a lot of people just now joining the show, and welcome to the show. Today's episode is entitled People That Have Stinky Breath. Don't they know? I'm asking the question. Don't they know that they have stinky breath? You know, I had a friend, I don't see him anymore, but I used to see him a lot. We were in business together a few years back. And the guy was, I mean, he was a great guy. You know, I liked him a lot. But the problem was that the breath that he had, I mean, he talked to you, and immediately, once he started talking, immediately, smell would come out, okay? And I don't know if, I don't know exactly what his problem was, and he may still have the problem today. I don't know. But for me, it's, and I know you guys have encountered someone with stinky breath, okay? It's hard to stand or sit and talk with them because you're not really listening to what they're saying, right? and I don't know about you, but this is me, okay? It's hard to listen to what they're saying because of their breath, okay? Once you get that foul odor, once you get that foul smell that first time, then you can't really concentrate on what you guys are talking about. Can't really get the meat of the conversation because you're thinking about the smell of their breath. You know, I've never dated a girl that had stinky breath. All right? I don't know if some of you guys have ever dated a guy, or some of you girls have ever dated a guy that has stinky breath, or any guys out there that have dated girls that have stinky breath. If you have, call into the show and tell me about it. 818-301-5834 is the number. Now, I know that some people have problems with their teeth and their gums, okay, and that gives them that foul odor that comes out of their mouth when they speak. But someone should, I don't mean you as a friend, but you know, I don't know. Maybe you can say something about it. Maybe you guys are that close, can say something about the stinky breath. Maybe you can say, hey, man, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to someone like that. Just, what do you do? Just come out and say it? Hey, you know, your breath smells. Why don't you have a mint? Why don't you have some gum or something to offset it, right? But some people can't do that, all right? Some people, they have bad breath, and even if they chew gum or have a piece of candy, the breath still overwhelms or it overrides, you know, what they're trying to accomplish, okay? And that's not a good thing, all right? I used to work with a guy that, and he still does have stinky breath. And it's amazing that people that have this stinky breath wants to get in your face. Wants to be close to you when they talk to you, okay? And you know, that drives me up the wall, okay? And just like my title to the show today says, people that have stinky breath, don't they know? Don't they know that they have stinky breath? I don't know. Excuse me. I pride myself in, I mean, you know, when you think about it, I believe that everyone after a good night's sleep and you get up in the morning, you got some bad breath. All right? Now the key is to get in the bathroom and get your teeth brushed as soon as possible. Right? Or even get in there and gargle with some mouthwash as soon as but everyone, I believe, wakes up in the morning and has a bit of bad breath. All right? But some people carry that bad breath throughout the day. Right? They carry it throughout the day, and it's bad when you get in front of people or close to people with that bad breath. All right? 818-301-5834. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show, and welcome to the show. Guys, it looks like all my lines are full right now. So, I mean, it's like standing room only, I guess, on the show today. But we're talking about people that have stinky breath. And don't they know? Okay? Now, I don't know exactly the correct pronunciation of the word, but what do they call it? Halitosis or halitosis or whatever. That's some kind of problem with your mouth that causes bad breath. And I don't believe that you can get over that. As far as just you're doing some kind of daily routine with brushing your teeth and things like that. I don't think you can get over that with just brushing. I think you have to get to the dentist and figure that out. And you know, I'm doing this show for people that maybe don't know that they have bad breath. All right? So someone needs to say something to those people and let them know that they should do something about it. And maybe they will. All right? But I don't understand why, you know, if you did know that you have stinky breath, why get in someone's face? I'll smell. Okay? I know because I love garlic, right? I mean, I don't love it to a fault, but I love garlic. I put garlic on just about everything, garlic powder or I don't use garlic salt anymore. But say, for instance, I'm seasoning some chicken, okay, and I'm doing salt and pepper and garlic powder and whatever else I want to put on the chicken. There's always that garlic powder, okay? I put it on everything when we, you know, that I cook, okay? And like spaghetti, once I get my noodles and then put my spaghetti sauce on top, and the next thing is I'm sprinkling with garlic powder, okay? And I'll eat it, of course, and that gives my breath a garlicky smell. Some of you guys that are married or have a significant other out there that you live with, say, for instance, then in the morning, once you eat that garlic, and say you go to bed at night, I mean, that kiss or that kiss goodnight or that kiss, before, got to be careful, but that kiss, you know, you're like, man, you been eating garlic? And you know, that's a smell, that's a smell of your breath that you know. Right? I mean, you can smell someone's breath and know that they've been eating garlic. Okay? And usually when I eat garlic, I try to have some gum or something afterwards. You know, if I'm not home where I can go and brush my teeth or whatever, but I try to have some gum or something afterwards, or doing something with mouthwash or something. I put something in my mouth to offset the garlic smell. Okay. 818-301-5834. I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 333. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your name and where you calling from?
I don't tell you my name, man. But hey, man, I got a question for you.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from a cell phone.
Okay, what city?
Calling from Georgia, man. Just put it out. I'm just calling from Georgia. I can't tell you what I'm calling from. Hey, I got a question for you, man.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, the guy you said that you were working with, you said Brett was kind of part or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him? Did you tell him?
No, I didn't tell him his breath was stank.
You just kept the simple fact that he would come in your face talking. So that means that you allow him to keep coming in your face talking, knowing his breath was stank.
Well, when he come to my face or something, or he come to me and talk, I turn my head in a different direction. Or I'd even turn my whole body in a different direction. I mean, I don't know if he maybe picked up on that or not, but I couldn't stand it. So I just kind of turned my body or turned my head in a different direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you think when they rub each thing, you think they know it?
I think some people know their breath is stinking. But I think the majority of them don't realize that their breath is stinking.
Let me ask you this right here. When you spray cologne on, you smell it when you first spray it on, right?
Right.
But throughout the day, you no longer smell it. But other people tell you how good you smell, right?
Right.
I think that's the same way with people's breath. When they get up in the morning time, they probably just, you know, they smell it, but they probably have something going on. They probably just forgot to brush their teeth. And as the day go on, man, they get immune to it, but other people smell it.
Think they forget to brush their teeth every day?
Well, I can't answer that question, man. You know, I'm just saying. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
You see what I'm saying, though? See, you know, sometimes, you know,
yeah,
somebody just got to tell them, man. Well, you didn't tell them to call them.
That's true. Well, I don't think it's my place to tell them. You know, if it was a really good friend of mine, I may say something, or I may not even say anything. I may just offer them a piece of gum or a piece of candy or something and hope that they pick up on it.
So, I don't know. So if somebody offer you some candy or chewing gum, whatever, you gonna thank your breath stank or they just being nice?
Yeah, if somebody come up to me and offer me a piece of gum, I'm thinking two things. I'm thinking they being nice to me, and then I'm thinking, maybe my breath stinking. You know, it's either one or the other, right?
Yeah, okay, that might be right. The guy that you work with, did you tell somebody else? Did you go tell somebody else, hey, man, you know, Joe, breath stinks? Did you tell anybody else he breath stinks?
Well, actually, you know, someone else told me his breath stinks before I got a chance to you know, be a part of it. Somebody else told me that, you know, they had bad breath. So that, you know, I was expecting the bad breath.
Okay.
You know, but it's still a tough smell. I know you probably got a friend or something that you know, that got that problem, and I mean,
yeah, this is long.
Do you have a friend with that problem? Yeah. So when you go up,
got that problem.
Yeah. So would you go up to them and tell them they you know, they got a problem right there?
I have. I don't know. They thought I was joking or what. But I had one day. So one day, man, it was ridiculous. And I was eating at that time, and they, you know,
yeah,
bent over, you know, trying to whistle something in my ear, and it just ruined my appetite.
So what do you think?
I just said, man, on out, man, I'm telling. I don't care who you are, I'm telling.
Yeah.
But we got some good dental insurance, man, and it don't make no sense. It's just the reason, because, you know, he could have some carriers, or teeth might be rotting or something, causing that problem. You got too good of insurance, man, somebody be walking around with their mouth like that.
Right. Right. But that's...
And I ain't can't throw no more food away.
All right, man.
Then, you know, it don't make sense, man, that for three or four people of breath that smell the same way, though. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know about you, but what do you think about people that have, we got about 25 seconds left in the show, but what do you think about people that, you know, you be around at parties, not a party, but people that come around you, you hadn't been drinking, but they've been drinking, and they got that liquor breath.
Well,
you know, that's some bad stuff too, brother.
Yeah, that's some bad stuff.
Yeah, that's some bad stuff. Well, hey.
You had to call.
Say
what?
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll tell you, I appreciate the call, man. And,
hold on, man.
Hey.
Hold on, sir.
Huh?
You
want to
cut me off?
Yeah. You want to cut me off? Yeah, I got it. I got it. I got to set you down, man. The show is over.
It's over.
So thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Have a great evening. Have a great day. Take care of yourself. Good night.
When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman, taking up my time?